اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome back again. Inshallah, in this session we will continue, we'll go through the rule ikhfa and apply the rule on some of the verses of the Holy Quran, okay?
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
So we talked about the rule ikhfa, which means hiding the sound of noon or
tanween.
Tanween. Noon is sakin, not noon mutaharrik. If noon has fatha, kasra, dhamma, you can't hide. Okay, you have to say it. But whenever the noon
is sakin,
it doesn't have any harakat. Okay, and it means it doesn't have any short vowel sound. So no a, no e, no u. So it is sakin. So hiding that sound, okay? How should we hide? This is important, okay? You kind of close your mouth a little, okay? But just let the air, okay, go out of your mouth, okay? Mouth, okay? Meow, meow. Just try to hide it, okay? Someone, for example, you put an almond or a candy, something, okay, in your mouth, okay? And you try to hide that one. Nobody sees, okay? You close your mouth easily. But do not close your mouth, okay? Just try to close a little, okay? But it has to have a space, okay? Between your lips. This way. That's it. You can see me, right?
Yes.
That's called ikhfa, how we do it, okay? For example, mil, mil ju'in, mil, mil duni, okay? Ahadan, and for example, dal comes, okay? Ahadan or fa comes, okay? Whatever. So that's called ikhfa, hiding the sound of nun sakin or
tanween.
That's easy. But there is one important point about ikhfa with light letters and ikhfa with
heavy
letters. This is important. So when you apply the rule ikhfa with light letters, not heavy letters. Heavy letters are?
Ghain.
Ghain was from idhar. The rest of the heavy letters. Ra, kha, ghain. These
ba.
Three letters are not in ikhfa.
Yes.
Ba.
Mm-hmm. Sad, dad, ta,
ba,
qaf.
Qaf.
Yes.
Qaf.
Yes.
Sad, dad, ta, za. These five letters. Okay? You have to produce an ikhfa sound, but a heavy ikhfa. How, for example? For example, we have Mim, Noon, Min. This word is very easy. I'm making an example, okay? Min, then Sod. We have Mio, Mio, Sod, Mio, look. But when it's Fa, Mio, Mio, it's light sound. Light Ikhfa sound. Pay attention. Fa after Noon Sakin. Mio, 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 Bat. Heavy letter. Mio, Mio, do you pay attention?
Yes.
Mio, it's a heavy sound. Mio, it's a light sound, okay? Light ikhfa and heavy ikhfa. It is very important, okay?
Okay.
So the letters as well we learned, okay? The letters. Remember this ikhfa that I told you with light letters and heavy letters. With heavy letters, okay? Ikhfa is done with? With both of them, okay? Ikhfa zan with ghunna. That's a ghunna sound. I told you that day, okay? That ghunna, when I was explaining ghunna.
Yes.
I said ghunna is also used in idgham. It's also used in?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. So, this is a nasal sound that comes from your nose. Mion qabli. Okay? Minkum. That's a nasal sound. Minkum. Okay? All right?
Yes.
So, that's all about ikhfa. Okay? So, let's go and practice some words. Try to practice some words with me, okay? Now, let's practice some words with heavy letters, okay? Ikhfa with heavy letters. So, would you repeat after me? Yan-zuru. Yan-zuru. Dhuru. Say it.
Yan dhuru.
Separately, yes. Yan dhuru.
Yan dhuru.
Nuni sakin we have or no?
Yes.
Nuni sakin. After Nuni sakin?
Dha.
Is it from the rest of the letters?
Yes.
It's not yarmalun. It's not throat letter. It's not the letter ba. Okay? The rest of the letters. So, is it a heavy letter or light letter?
Heavy.
Heavy letter. Yan dhuru. Dha. Law is a heavy letter. So, we should apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
But, ikhfa? With heavy letter and it means with ghunna. That's right. Okay, how do you say it?
Yanzuru.
That's right. Yanzuru. Yanzuru. Do it again, Hussein Musa.
Yanzuru.
That's right. That's correct. That's the correct way to produce the sound. Ikhfa sound, okay? With noon and heavy letter law. Yanzuru. Yanzuru. Ghunna means that producing a nasal sound and also stretching, yeah?
Yes.
The sound. Yanzuru. The next one. Ali Nasir, you do this example. Man tagha. Say it separately.
Man tagha.
Okay. Man tagha. Now, Nuni Sakin plus ta. Ta is a heavy letter. Ikhfa, right?
Yes.
From the rest of the letters. So, Ali Nasir.
Man tagha.
Ahsan, mashallah. Man tagha. Man tagha. So, Hussein Ruhullah, next example with tanween. Azaban qariba.
Azaban qariba, yes.
Okay, azaban, tanween.
Yes.
Qariba, qaf. Tanween plus qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter, right?
Yes, yes.
It's from the rest of the letters.
Yes.
So, adha ban qariba. How do you apply the rule ikhfa here?
Adha ban qariba.
Uh-huh. Again?
Adha ban qariba.
Adha ban. If you say an, this is light letter. Light sound. An, an, an. Adha ban. Adha ban. عذاباً قريباً. Do it again.
عذاباً قريباً.
أحسن. So, mashallah, mashallah, Hussein Ruhullah. عذاباً قريباً.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Next example, okay, Fawad. Kutubun qayyimah. Fiha kutubun qayyimah. Okay, kutubun tanween. Qayyimah qaf heavy letter. How do you apply the rule ikhfa?
Kutubun
qayyimah.
Qayyimah.
Okay, now apply the rule ikhfa.
Kutubun qayyimah.
That's correct. Kutubun qayyimah. With ghunna sound. Kutubun qayyimah. So, practice these four examples after me. Yanzuru.
Yanzuru.
Man tagha.
من طغى
عذابا قريبا
عذابا قريبا
كتب قيمة
كتب قيمة.
Okay, and one more example. من قبل
من قبل
منكم
منكم.
This, when it comes to إخفاء with the letter كاف, okay, it's a little different. How? When you hide the sound نون, try to hide it in a way which comes kind of close to the letter كاف. It means you're hiding the sound of the نون, okay, or تنوين.
Yes.
But from the other way, from the other side, okay, you are kind of making the sound of كاف more clear.
Yes.
Look, منكم منكم, a nasal sound. منكم, say it. منكم
منكم.
Okay, منكم, that's good. More nasal sound it is, okay? Cough. منكم
منكم.
Okay, and also sheen. Sheen is as well this way, okay? For example, we have من شري.
Yes.
من مي, look, ميش ميش ميش. It comes close to the letter sheen sound,
yes.
Okay? Okay, the sound of the letter sheen.
Mi
sherry. Do not say mi sherry. Mi sherry. Mi, for example, we have min sherry. Min sherry al-waswas al-khannas. So the letter kaf and the letter sheen, they are kind of different. Mi sherry. Minkum. Okay? So pay attention to this.
Okay.
So alhamdulillah, we learned what ikhfa is and how we apply the rule, okay? So ikhfa means hiding, and also it is the pronunciation of nun sakina or tanween in a way so that the sound is between idgham and idhar. We said yes, between idgham and idhar. It's
nice.
Kind of hiding and also producing a ghunna sound, a nasal sound, okay? Hiding that sound, and also
ghunna.
What was ikhfa? Idhar. Idhar was to do nothing.
Yes.
Okay? But in ikhfa, we hide it. We hide it. It means we do not merge it. We do not change it.
Yes.
So it is much closer to the idghar rule. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And also idgham, we do not apply it in with ikhfa. Okay. Idgham is not here. Idghar is not here. Iqlab is not here. It is just something between idgham and idghar. It says okay. So ghunna is there from idgham that we have. Idghar is there. Why? Because we do not change, we do not merge, okay?
Yes.
We do not do anything. Just hide it a little, okay? The sound is clear. We see it is noon. Mio, it is noon, yes? Is it noon sound or no? Mio qabli,
yes.
Noon sound it is, okay? We hide it, but still we understand that this is the noon sound. But when you say, may ya'mal, do you understand there is a noon?
No.
Fa may ya'mal. No, there is no noon sound. Okay, but whenever it comes to ikhfa, you clearly understand that yeah, there is a noon sound. Okay, but we have hidden it. Okay, we have hidden. So, may يعمل idgham, noon is not clear. Mio, noon is clear. Okay, we have that noon sound, but a little hiding it. Okay, we are hiding it. So, that was about ikhfa with heavy letters, ikhfa with light letters. It is important. You have to pay attention. Okay. So that's it. So thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. We will take a break and we'll be back, okay? Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.